Red Edition, welcome. Happy day. Just the other day, a very unusual thing happened to me. I was invited out to a friend's house for dinner, and they had a guy sitting beside me, and he was a liberal. Really was a liberal. And we got talking politics, and I said, well, where are you on the political clock? He said, I'm very far left. Oh, he said, where are you? And I said, well, I'm very far right. And there's a whole bunch of space in the middle. Let's chat. And we're in someone else's home. And so I thought I better be as polite as I can probably be. And that didn't work so well, but we kind of worked a little bit towards trying at least. And so I said to him, I said, so tell me, as a liberal, what do you want? What do you want? And he says, I want equality and I want peace. And I said, okay, well, that sounds like heaven to me. You should die first and maybe go somewhere, and hopefully you get there. But let's go through this. I mean, you're rich. You drove up in a Mercedes car. You live in a $3 million home. You got cottages here and another house there. You go to Europe all of the time. So you want equality. Why don't you start, you know, giving your money away? And, sorry, lost my head there. And in terms of peace, what does that mean? You don't want people to hurt other people, but people are evil. There's a lot of bad folks doing bad stuff. What do you want to do about that? Do you have a gun? I would never have a gun. Heavenly days. No one should have a gun. And I said, okay, what about policemen? Should they have a gun? Well, of course. What about a Brinks man? Well, of course. Oh, I forgot. They're looking after your money. I could see this talk wasn't going to go anywhere very fast, because he's as dumb as a rock. I mean, really? But that's how these people think. He said he was forced one time to watch Fox News, and he said after 5 minutes he was in hives and a sweat and everything else. And I said, my bloody grief. My bloody grief. My bloody good grief. That's what I'm trying to say. I mean, but the guy was well-spoken, educated, and academic, intellectual, maybe rich, as I've said. And again, as I've also said, dumb as a rock. Dumb as forever, too. How do you fix people like that? I used to think there was hope. There's not. You gotta just move them away. With regards to free enterprise, he thought, that's okay as long as I'm free, but nobody else should have freedom of movement or anything else. The government should pretty much own everything. Really? He said, yeah, I'm gonna get on my Mercedes and go home pretty soon. Here's my take on free enterprise and the government. The government, think of a football team. The government's position is that of a referee. They shouldn't be involved in the game. The rules should be set by all the players and different things, but then they should just ref and leave everyone alone. People do need a referee. Picture a football game. Again, take the ref away, send him home. And these football players are going to grab the other guy by the mask and toss him and hit him and cuff him, because that's human nature. People do that. Not everybody, I understand it, but many people do. Somebody has to be there with a penalty, and kind of make things better and make sure that they don't get bad, right? And that's what a referee is. Instead, our government, they start to play the game. They say, well, hold it, I like that. And they pick the ball up and they run with it, and they change the rules all of the time. When you're running, then they say, well, right, you can't do this and you can't do that. And pretty soon they control the game. And they shouldn't. Their job is to referee the game. A bit of a ramble there, but I think you can probably take all those dots and connect them. Politically, right is right and left is wrong. I mean, this left-wing wax, it's all about them. And that's wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. And I kept saying to him, what do you want? Do you want us to all move to, you know, the Yukon or something? Like, what do you want? He kept on saying the same things. What I want is peace and tranquility and equality. I said, what is this equality talk when you're so rich? I don't get it. Blah, go on and on. Hey, y'all come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.